You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Of course, we had a live performance, live to air in the studio from the wonderful Baxter. How are you doing, Baxter?
Doing good, thank you.
Nice. It's very cool to have you in the studio playing some tunes. For people who haven't heard of your music, what is your sort of solo music? What is the musical project of Baxter?
I'd say most of the music that I've done has been in bands, and I kind of always had this itch to start a new band that was going to do another thing, but then I decided that a solo project, which gave me like 100% control,
yeah,
was probably what I was after.
Yeah.
And that paired with, I always, whatever I'm listening to at the time, it always seems to circle back to like acoustic music. So
cool.
Make some of that.
Cool. And you played a bit solo as Baxter over the years as well. Is that right?
Yeah, like pretty elusive. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
only really if the setting feels right.
Like, yeah.
There's beanbags or something.
Yeah.
Like living rooms. I always wanted to do a living room tour of Wellington.
But yeah, cool.
Never quite got there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of people doing those kind of things, like living room or lounge tours and stuff in New Zealand. And it's always a good way to like sort of really force an intimate show.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. And what got you into playing like acoustic music like that? Because you're from Papeoia, you grew up going to shows there, which is really cool. We've talked a bit about Papeoia music on air before, because there's a pretty healthy music scene there.
Yeah.
But then also you've created music in a bunch of other projects, including in Poneke. How's that been a part of your kind of musical journey?
There was like, I did a, this guy from Auckland called Marley was doing a living room tour.
And I was thinking of that, because I played at one of them.
I feel like
that was... Tuckerungies.
Yeah. Okay. That one at the Dad's Workshop.
Yeah,
Prize Giving played.
That's right.
Such an honour to have Prize Giving
played. Yeah. Wow, I completely forgot about
two
that.
Two gigs I've ever put on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I think that Marley living room tour show was like,
yeah,
that kind of opened my eyes a lot to
intimate,
like, and he just had so much like ability to convey his lovely personality as well as giving nice music entertainment. And then there was another show which he actually, that's how I got on to having him at the living room, because he played a great job, and me, Shannon, and one other person were the crowd, because there was a gig at the Stomach that night, so he pulled the couch up, and we sat like 2 metres away from him, and he had a three-person crowd, but he still played like he was playing to a crowd of like 50.
Yeah.
It was epic.
Cool.
So probably Marley did a lot of inspiring. Yeah.
Cool. And then you have ended up playing in a few kind of electric projects as well as folk stuff. Could you tell us a bit about some of your experience in other bands and doing other music?
So I went to Wellington to do the commercial music degree at Massey, which just put me in the melting pot of a bunch of people who were also keen to make music.
Yeah.
So across the years in Wellington, I kind of was usually playing in two or three bands at a time. Different, like there was a band called Yoke that I played in. That was the longest serving band. I did that one for like 5 years.
Cool.
Which was kind of more in the washy, folk, mushy kind of angelic realm. And then played more like spiky, gritty stuff with Eli Superfly.
Yeah.
And real high energy stuff with Same Name Confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And now you're doing your own living room tour, but in a van. You played recently in Nelson, is that right? Can you tell me about that?
Yep. So that was actually with Jan from Yoke.
Oh, true.
I kind of hit him up. Hadn't seen him for a couple of years. And I was like, hey, I'm in Nelson. He was like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been living in my van. And then we kind of just spent an afternoon talking about music and showing each other demos, and he was like, let's put a gig on. So we did that. And then I'm keen to sniff out something somewhere weird on the West Coast.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I don't know, just whatever comes up. I've tried my luck at a couple of open mics, but
yeah.
Cool. Some weird little spots that I wouldn't expect to find shows is what I'm kind of keen to find.
Yeah. Cool. That's really cool. And so for this like project, Baxter, and the music that you've created for it, do you see like that is kind of the goals for it? You're looking for playing like those kind of cool, really like wholesome spaces and things like that, or have you got intention for bringing this, you know, in a produced form as well, or?
Yeah, it kind of started in a produced form, I guess. Like, I have released a bunch of double singles. That was my rule, is that I only release double singles.
Cool.
And then that was, like, as long as the two songs that were released at the same time were relevant, that was all it needed. So I had a couple of, like, real busy electronic songs.
Yeah.
And then some first take acoustic songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of a mix. But I think my, like, production days have kind of at least slowed down.
Yeah, cool.
Sometimes I think I'm going to get back into it, but definitely keen to strip it back and get some nice, simple but nice recordings.
Yeah, yeah. The pipeline of going to music school and learning how to do everything. And
Yeah.
Ah, screw that. That's way too hard.
Yeah. And all the, like, techniques, mic techniques and stuff that I just prefer not to use, and I just, like, try to do it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And so you think we can, the listeners could expect to see some of your performances around in the period of time you're in Antipoti?
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool.
I'm hoping to be here for, like, at least 6 months or so. So I'm sure it'll be just a matter of time before I bump shoulders with people that are playing shows or...
Cool. Well, yeah, listeners. Yeah.
I'm going to go to lots of shows.
Hit Baxter up when you see Baxter and book them to play something, because it'll be very cool to see.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit earlier about, like, getting some other instruments and stuff, because you played quite a few other instruments before.
Mm.
Does that, like, do you feel like that's a part of your music as well? Or do you view these projects in, like, different ways and stuff? Because do you bring the other instruments you play to the table when you're writing stuff like this?
I'd say with this, I bring, like, a little bit of textural kind of guitar, electric guitar, swelly delay stuff.
Mm.
But bass was, like, my first instrument, and that kind of, I don't know, doesn't really have a place in my mind for this project.
Yeah.
And then I played trombone in high school, and I bought one again, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that didn't make it in the van with me, but I had a lot of fun, and I really see myself one day playing trombone in, like, a dub. Or like a band with a horn section,
ska band.
Just chime in every 1.5 minutes and then go back to smiling in the background.
Yeah.
It's like probably bucket list dream.
Well, we're fortunate enough to play together at camp, and you go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And make up some stuff with very minimal instructions, or only abstract pre-instructions.
Yeah,
it's very cool to have those kind of instruments where you can just, like, jump in a bit more, and, like, it's nice to have those instruments where you're not the core, like, you can be supplementary and really know what you're there to add and be a part of.
But I'd say I definitely have, like, a bit of a hunger to play some guitar that has a similar role to that with some people here.
Cool. Well, listeners, definitely find Baxter somewhere and get involved in that. Otherwise, we might see you at some Yours Jams or something, which we were talking about earlier. Yeah, but thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been a real pleasure to have you on. I'm going to play some...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.